We are in our fourth part of our 69 prophecies that still have to occur before the second coming of the Lord series. And as we ended part three, we ended that lesson with two questions. The first question is why will Satan's chosen leader pitch his tents between the Mediterranean Sea and Jerusalem? And question two is why will he not go ahead and enter the city of Jerusalem? Now, the answer is actually simple, and it is answered in the 29th prophecy to be fulfilled before the second coming of the Lord. And that 29th prophecy is this: the army of the king of the west will camp to the west side of Jerusalem. He will camp there with his army in that location because he does not have enough power to defeat the two witnesses who are still alive and ministering in the city of Jerusalem. As powerful as he is, Satan does not have the power to overthrow the Lord's two witnesses residing in Jerusalem and tormenting Jerusalem and Israel, all of Israel in fact, during the first 3.5 years or the first 1260 days of Israel's tribulation, the time of her trouble. And because Satan does not have the power, neither does his supreme evil leader of his 10-toed evil empire. Satan must wait his turn until the 1260 days of the witness's term of office to end before he can move into Jerusalem, because there's no sense moving in there because he cannot do anything with the witnesses until something happens to them. That's Revelation chapter 11, 3. Now, prophecy number 30, which comes down to the Jews line. At the time of the ministry of these two witnesses, when it comes to being over, then the evil king of the west is able to move into Jerusalem and make it his capital. Prophecy 31. From day 1260 until day 1290, now that's 30 days of Israel's tribulation, the first beast has moved into the capital of Jerusalem, made it his capital, because the witnesses no longer have any power on day 1291. That ended on day 1290. And so over the next 30 days, the beast is in the capital of Jerusalem. And during this time, the beast kills the two witnesses who have been tormenting Israel, but at the same time protecting her from surrounding nations. Revelation 11, 7 through 13. Now, the bodies of these two witnesses lie in the street, according to the scripture, for 3.5 days. And the world of the evil empire is just going to explode in celebration, actually sending gifts to each other because of the deaths of these two witnesses. Prophecy 32. The second beast, now that's the evil leader, okay? The first beast is the empire. The second beast is the evil leader. And the false prophet require the worship of the first beast, which is the nation of the 10 nations. They require everybody to worship the nation. And they also require everyone to worship the second beast. And they also, the false prophet, requires everyone to take the mark of the beast, which is the 666, if they wish to do business with this 10-nation empire. Now, this Muslim cleric is going to abandon Islam, and all the Muslim rules of faith will be overturned in 1 hour by this evil king. The great harlot of faith, which will come to an end, who has been riding this empire. You remember, the religion is riding the empire and driving the empire, will come to an end. That's Daniel 9, Matthew 24, Luke 21. And a statue of the beast will be created that everyone must worship. Besides also worshiping this satanic leader that is controlled by Satan. Prophecy 33. Trumpet 7 blows in heaven. The Lord has it blown. And the Lord will send an angel to shout the gospel message in our atmosphere. Look up in our atmosphere, and everywhere this angel will be heard shouting the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone on earth will hear this message. Israel will hear it too. And it is time for the end of the satanic empire to begin. Doom is on its way. It is the beginning of the last 3.5 years of the tribulation called the Great Tribulation. So prophecy 34 comes next. After that first 3.5 years, just called the tribulation, these two witnesses, get this, during that 30-day period after they've lost power, when they've died and they're in the street, these two witnesses are going to be resurrected and all the world will see them come to life. So on that half day of the fourth day, 3.5 days, so that means on the half day of the fourth day, they will stand to their feet. The whole earth will see it and grasp it in fear. Folks, this was not possible 15 years ago. This could not have been something that would be anywhere near to be fulfilled 15 years ago. Only in the last 15 years have we gotten to a place where something can be recorded 15,000 miles away on the other side of the earth and us see it within 7 minutes or 7 seconds or whatever. But now, with technology now, almost everybody on earth can see it on their phone when it is happening. That is a little niche in the timeline that had to come into place so that this prophecy could be fulfilled. The whole earth will see it and they will grasp in fear. And all the Gentile nations are absolutely struck with great fear. Israel will see this miracle too and finally turn her heart to the Lord when she sees these two witnesses rise up and go into heaven. Prophecy 35, it's still trumpet 7 continuing. Israel is shaken in fear to finally accept the Lord as her Messiah. And when that happens, in trumpet 4, an earthquake occurs, and it occurs in Jerusalem, and 7,000 Jews, that will be 10% of the population of Jews in Jerusalem, will die. There'll be 70,000 Jews about that in Jerusalem. 10% or 7,000 will die. The rest of those Jews will become believers in the Lord, Revelation 11, 13. Now, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation of Israel will be over. We're actually up until day 1290. It's over. And so prophecy 36 comes in, and it's still part of trumpet 7. The beast begins to persecute Israel, and every Israelite will run from the promised land to hide for safety. Note here, the great tribulation for the nation of Israel begins. That's the last 3.5 years of their tribulation. It's called the Great Tribulation, and they are scattering for their lives. And actually what they do is they run south into the very southern deserted areas of Israel, even much deserted today, into the hills, into the caves, and away, and they go over to Moab and to Ammon, and they go over to the what we call the Gaza Strip, and they hide outside of Israel and down in the southern part of Israel. They run for their lives. There are no Jews left in the main populated areas of Israel because they've run for their lives. It is the last time for this last 1260 days or the last 3.5 years to occur. Prophecy 37. We come to the bowls. And here is where the Lord begins to truly attack that 10-nation empire of Satan. And here's what he does with bowl 1. He has the Lord send malignant sores on all the people who live in the 10-nation empire of the beast, who have the mark of the beast upon them. These that have the mark of the beast are going to have these sores. Bowl 2 is then poured. This is prophecy 38. the Mediterranean Sea turns to blood and the sea creatures die. That's the entire Mediterranean Sea. Now, before we had a third of the sea creatures die and a third of the ships destroyed when that great mountain-looking thing hit the sea. But now it's the whole sea and it turns to blood, just like back in the days of the Exodus when Moses turned the Nile River into blood. Prophecy 39, bowl number 3. When that bowl is poured, they're going to be poured out onto the rivers and the springs of the beast's empire, and they also will turn to blood. The empire of the beast, the empire of Satan, this satanic empire, will have no water to drink because every bit of water they have will turn to blood. Prophecy 40, bowl 4. The sun scorches the people in the beast's empire who have this mark of the beast. It just burns them to a crisp and they are in pain. And then bowl 5 is poured. This is prophecy 41. When darkness will then come upon and cover the beast empire, and the people will be in pain from the sun scorching that has happened to them, that happened in the previous bowl. Prophecy 42, bowl 6. The Lord causes the Euphrates River to dry up in order to allow the kings of the east to cross the valley, to arrive into the valley of Armageddon when the call goes out for everyone to come. Now, the ability to stop the flow of the Euphrates River has been fulfilled already. It can be stopped. There are 12 dams that are now on the Euphrates River, and with them all in order, the place where the crossing will occur, down closer to the Babylon area, the river can be stopped completely and allowed for the riverbed to dry, where this army from the east can cross straight over before the water is let go or begins to overflow up north. In fact, up in the area of Haran, where Abraham had come from, there is now a big lake there with the biggest of the dams. And in fact, you can no longer go to where Abraham came from because it is underwater. Well, at that point, the king of the east will do something interesting. He will come to join the king of the west in the valley of Armageddon to fight the Lord. Now, this is interesting because this is the same king who attacked the empire and killed all the people who were believers before. And now he's coming to join. This is the same king who sent a message to the king of the west when he was attacking Egypt and said, hey, the king of the north is coming down. Only for the king to come out of Egypt, the king of the west to come out of Egypt, to go meet the king of the north, the king of the east, and the king of the south in what we call Jordan today, up above Moab and Ammon, and to fight against him there. But now the king of the east is joining this satanic king. Bowl number 6 continues in prophecy 43. Three unclean spirits contact everyone in the world and demand that they come to the valley to fight the Lord. Now listen, John sees this and he thinks they look like frogs. I have news for you. What he's probably seeing and he's describing is frogs, what he's calling unclean spirits, because Satan and the false prophet and this evil king are all using these things to call people, and they're probably flip phones or cell phones that he thinks looks like a frog. And so they call them to come to arrive to fight in the valley of the Armageddon when Jesus arrives, to defeat him when he arrives. That's Revelation 16, 13 through 16. Everyone with the mark of the beast, the 666, which they have only had for about 3.5 years. They don't get the 666 until after the first half of the tribulation is over. They only get it during the Great Tribulation. And this mark of the beast, those people will come if they've got the mark of the beast. Now, some without the mark of the beast who hear the call may go also. But surely all those living with the mark in the world will come to be at that valley. But there will be a lot of people who do not come. That's Zechariah 14, 16, because they don't have the mark of the beast and they're not going to support Satan. Now, the Valley of Armageddon is approximately 37 square miles. 37 square miles is equal to 23,680 acres, or 27,878,363 square feet. If you give each soldier that it was going to be there 12 square feet to live in, it can hold approximately 2,323,196 warriors. Prophecy 44 comes in bowl 7, the last of the bowls. The proclamation comes from heaven with this pouring of the wrath, and it says, "It is done." Now, all is ready on earth for the second coming in the valley of Armageddon. And that valley will be filled with all the Lord's enemies, with their armies, their trucks, their animals, their tanks. And all of a sudden, the worst earthquake to ever hit the world occurs there in that bowl 7. Well, prophecy 45 happens. And listen, it's still part of bowl 7. It continues. Bowl 7's continuing because up in heaven, that earthquake happens when the bride, now the wife of Christ, exits from the marriage chamber with the Lord, and she is prepared and she is ready to mount her horses with the Lord and His chariot and all of that, and they are ready to come to earth. Prophecy 46, still bowl 7. Jerusalem at that point in time splits, when that earthquake happens, splits into three parts. It's not only a bad earthquake for the rest of the world, though that's the worst the world has ever seen, but it's a bad earthquake for Jerusalem because Jerusalem splits into three parts. Bowl 7 continues in prophecy. The cities and the people of all the 10 country empire of the beast are about to crumble, and they cannot believe, and they are in fear. Prophecy 48 continues, bowl 7 continues, I should say, it's prophecy 48, when 100-pound hailstones begin to fall and this empire, and things begin to crumble. And listen, those people with the 666 in the Valley of Armageddon, they begin to hide, they begin to cry out, and because of what's happening, they begin to blaspheme God, Revelation 16, 17 through 21. Bowl 7 still continues into prophecy 49. The whole topography of the world begins to rumble and to change. The whole world begins to shake because the highest mountains begin to come down. Even Babylon, which is 800 or so miles away, will not escape this destruction. Revelation 16, 17 through 21. The bowl 7 continues in prophecy 50. The second coming of the Lord with His bride occurs, and we make our move from heaven to earth. The departure time is at noon in Israel. Now, it's not noon over here in America. It's at noon in Israel. Amos 8, 9, Isaiah 41, 2 through 4, Zephaniah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 16, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15, and Revelation 19. It's going to happen at noon. We leave at noon. And a special note here is this: neither the Lord nor the church will ever return to the holy city in heaven again. However, listen, don't fret. The holy city will come to be with the Lord and the church here on earth. Prophecy 51. Bowl 7 is continuing. The skies over Armageddon, and they turn dark, and the moon looks like, as they see through the clouds, like it's blood. Joel 2, Joel 3, Luke 21, Matthew 24, Amos 8, verse 9. Prophecy 52 occurs. Bowl 7 continues. The birds are invited. The screech goes out and invites all the birds to come enjoy the marriage supper of the Lamb in the Valley of Armageddon, Revelation 19, 17 through 18, Isaiah 46, Matthew 24, Zechariah 1, 7, Amos 8, Habakkuk 3, Zechariah 14. Lots of proof to this. Prophecy 53, bowl 7 is continuing because this is all about, the bowl 7 is all about the wrath of the Lord being poured out after they leave heaven. that we will come down, and the first stop is not Armageddon. The first stop is Babylon, and it will be destroyed by the Lord first. Isaiah 41, Isaiah 61, Revelation 17, 1 through 13, Revelation 18, 1 through 24. Prophecy 54 occurs next. Bowl 7 is still continuing. We will leave Babylon and we will head north to Mosul, the old Nineveh area, and that area will be destroyed next. Isaiah 41 and Isaiah 61, Prophecy 55. Bowl 7 is still continuing. We will leave from Babylon, go to Nineveh, and now in Prophecy 55, we will head down to Edom, and the Lord will destroy Edom, and he will get so close that their blood will splatter on his already splattered garments, stained garments. Habakkuk 3, 3 through 13. Prophecy 56, Bowl 7 still continuing. From Edom, we'll go up and we will approach around from the east over the Jordan Valley and into the Valley of Armageddon, and it will be destroyed forth. Joel 3, Zechariah 14, Isaiah 1, 24 through 28, Isaiah 13, 6 through 16, Isaiah 30, Isaiah 51, Isaiah 61 through 66. Prophecy 57, Bowl 7 is still continuing. The church, after the destruction of Armageddon. Remember, he just speaks and they begin to rot where they stand. The church, with that happening, we as the church will begin to search the world with our assignments to ensure that all who have the 666 mark of the beast were at Armageddon and were destroyed. Joel 2:9, Zechariah chapters 12 through 14. Bowl 7 continues in Prophecy 58. Satan will be grasped by the Lord and by the angels and bound for 1,000 years into the deepest of the bottom of the abyss of the ocean. Now the beast, that chosen satanic leader of Satan, will and the prophet will be cast over into the lake of fire. That's Revelation 19, 20, verses 1 through 3. Prophecy 59, Bowl 7. Going to continue. It's still continuing. The Lord's not done yet with what's happening. The Lord will touch His foot on the top of the Mount of Olives, where He had ascended from when He left back in Acts chapter 1. What's going to happen next? He touches the ground, and here's Prophecy 60. Bowl 7 is continuing. This earthquake occurs, and it split city of Jerusalem. It's been split by the past earthquake. And all of a sudden, Jerusalem will begin to rise to create this, the highest place in the world, the highest mountain in the world. And it will be called this new Temple Mount. It'll be 50 miles square on top, 1,600,000 square acres up on top of this plateau, the highest mountain in the world. All the rest of the mountains, be it Mount Everest or any of the other mountains, have become lower than this mountain. Prophecy 61, Bowl 7 continues. The creation of this mountain will fill in the Dead Sea. It will be no more. It will fill in the Red Sea. It will be no more. It will fill in the Sea of Suez and the Sea of Aqaba. They will be no more. They will be filled in with dirt. And this will allow for a highway to be created in the next 45 days that will run from the Nile River straight south of this empire, all the way, of this Temple Mount, all the way to the Euphrates River. Prophecy 62, Bowl 7 continues. At sundown on that day, 6 hours after we have left heaven, everything is over, it's done, and the sun will shine just like a normal day, and it will set in its regular, as its regular schedule over in the west, Zechariah 14:5. Prophecy number 63. The second coming occurs on the 1260th day of Israel's great tribulation, right on time, on the last day of the Great Tribulation, on the last day of the 3.5 years of the second half of the 7 years of tribulation. 1/3 of the Jewish population of the world will survive past the day of the second coming. 2/3 of the Jewish population that were alive at the beginning of the first part 7 years earlier will be dead because they did not trust the Lord. Prophecy 64. This is for all the storylines. The church would begin its duties of administration over all the people in human bodies still on earth and assist in, get this, the construction projects as the administrators. That's Revelation 2:26 and 13:7. Prophecy 65. The promised land will be divided into 12 sections. Prophecy 66. All Jews will return to the promised land to live in their tribal area from everywhere in the world. I wish I had time to give you all the scriptures, but they are in the notes. Prophecy 67 says this: the temple, the home of the priest, the home of the Levites, the home of King David, will be constructed on that temple mount, as well as a beautiful garden for all the Levite tribes. That's Ezekiel 40 through 48. That will be constructed in the next 38 days or 37 days. Prophecy 68. On day 38, the altar will be consecrated before, that will be stand before the Lord with a young bull. And then from day 39 through 45, a goat, a bull, and a ram will also be offered to finish the consecration. That's in Ezekiel chapter 43, 19 through 27. And finally, we come to the last prophecy still to be fulfilled. Prophecy 69 on all the storylines. On the 45th day after the day of Armageddon, the Lord will walk up and take His seat on the great white throne in His new temple, where He will reign for 1,000 years as King of kings and Lord of lords of all the earth. Daniel 12:12 and Psalms 122:6.